Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yavamas, Daf Kuf Yud, the 13th Perek Beis Shammai. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics are going to focus on, number one, on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. We learned the Rav holds that a katana that was married must have relations after she reaches adulthood in order for her marriage to be considered a deraisa marriage. The Gemara here challenges this understanding of Rav based on a case where katana did not do miyun, became an adult, va'amda v'nises, and she then went and married another man without having received a get from her first husband. And Rav said, Eina tzricha get misheni. She does not need a get from the second husband because the kedushin never took effect. And Shmuel says she does. Now, is this not a case where the first husband had not yet had relations with her after she reached adulthood? And yet, Rav rules that she does not require a get from the second man. This implies that Rav does hold that the first marriage is a deraisa level marriage. The Gemara answers the cases where the first husband did have relations with her after she became an adult, and that is why she does not need a get from the second man. The reason Shmuel holds that she does require a get is because he holds Kohaboel Adas Kedushin Rishonhu Boel. Anyone who has relations does so on the basis of the original Kedushin. Since the original Kedushin is only considered a Derabban level marriage, the second marriage takes effect on a deraisa level and she requires a get from him. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mishaya Nasilu Shtei Yusomus Katanas Vemeis. If one was married to two orphaned female minors and he died, Biasa'o Chalitza Sasho Achizman Boter Tzorasa. Relations or chalitza with one of the wives exempts her tsar, Viken Shtei Chershos. And similarly, if he was married to two female deaf mutes. The Gemara says that this implies that a chareshes is fit for chalitza, and the Mishnah clearly taught that chalitza with a chareshes is invalid. Rav Gittel said in the name of Rav, Abia. The comparison in the Mishnah was referring to having relations, not chalitza. Rav said you could even say it's referring to chalitza. Kan becharesh's mikar, kan bepekachas va'achakach mischarsha. Here in our Mishnah, we're discussing one who was a deaf mute initially at the time of her marriage, whereas in the other Mishnah, she was a woman who was mentally competent at the time of her marriage and then became a chareshes. A woman who is initially a chareshes can perform chalitza, kihechida'al hachinafa, for just as she entered the relationship, she can leave it. Rashi explains that she was married through signaling with her hands, so too she can signal when doing chalitza. But a woman who is a bikachas initially cannot do chalitza as a chareshes, for the kriya of the psukim is ma'akev. The Gemara successfully refutes Rava's position. And pointing with Rav Adabar Ava and his son or Rav Chana, we're discussing the Mishnah's case of one married to a katan v'chareshes, where the din is the bia of the yavam with one of them does not exempt her tzara. They said that this ruling applies where the yavam was bikeach, mentally competent, and we do not know who is more preferable to him. Is the katana more desirable? For one day, she will reach Claudea, the category of having das. Or is the chareshes more desirable, since she's an adult and a bas bia, fit for having relations? But if the husband was a cheresh, certainly the chareshes was more desirable to him, because she's a bas bia and also similar to him. Rav Nachman told him that even in this case, the tana is in doubt, and therefore doing yibum with one of them will not exempt her tzara. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, we learned that Rav holds that a katana that was married must have relations after she reaches adulthood in order for her marriage to be considered a deraisa marriage. The Gemara here challenges this understanding of Rav based on a case where katana did not do miyun, became an adult, va'amda v'nises, and she then went and married another man without having received a get from her first husband. And Rav said, Eina tzricha get misheni. She does not need a get from the second husband because the kedushin never took effect. And Shmuel says she does. Now, is this not a case where the first husband had not yet had relations with her after she reached adulthood, and yet Rav rules that she does not require a get from the second man? This implies that Rav does hold that the first marriage is a deraisa level marriage. The Gemara answers the cases where the first husband did have relations with her after she became an adult, and that is why she does not need a get from the second man. The reason Shmuel holds that she does require a get is because he holds Kohaboel Adas Kedushin Rishonhu Boel. Anyone who has relations does so on the basis of the original Kedushin. Since the original Kedushin is only considered a Derabban level marriage, the second marriage takes effect on a deraisa level and she requires a get from him. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mishaya Nasilu Shtei Yusomus Katanas Vemeis. If one was married to two orphaned female minors and he died, Biasa'o Chalitza Sasho Achizman Boter Tzorasa. Relations or chalitza with one of the wives exempts her tsar, Viken Shtei Chershos. And similarly, if he was married to two female deaf mutes. The Gemara says that this implies that a chareshes is fit for chalitza, and the Mishnah clearly taught that chalitza with a chareshes is invalid. Rav Gittel said in the name of Rav, Abia. The comparison in the Mishnah was referring to having relations, not chalitza. Rav said you could even say it's referring to chalitza. Kan becheresh is mikar, kan bipekachas va'akrikach mischarsha. Here in our Mishnah, we're discussing one who was a deaf-mute initially at the time of her marriage, whereas in the other Mishnah, she was a woman who was mentally competent at the time of her marriage and then became a chereshes. A woman who was initially a chereshes can perform chalitza, kihechida'al hachinafa, for just as she entered the relationship, she can leave it. Rashi explains that she was married through signaling with her hands, so too she can signal when doing chalitza. But a woman who is a bikachas initially cannot do chalitza as a chereshes, for the kriya of the psukim is ma'akev. The Gemara successfully refutes Rava's position. And point number three, Rav Adabar Ava and his son Rav Chana were discussing the Mishnah's case of one married to a katan v'chareshes, where the din is the bia of the yavam with one of them does not exempt her tzara. They said that this ruling applies where the yavam was bikeach, mentally competent, and we do not know who is more preferable to him. Is the katana more desirable, for one day she will reach kaldea, the category of having das, or is the chareshes more desirable, since she's an adult and a bas bia, fit for having relations? But if the husband was a cher, certainly the chareshes was more desirable to him, because she's a bas bia and also similar to him. Rav Nachman told him that even in this case, the tana is in doubt, and therefore doing yibum with one of them will not exempt her tzara. Alright, so now we go to our simmer daf kuf yud, and our standard simmon is a key, but we use a gold key ceremony. It's an award ceremony with a gold key, so here goes. The married katana who was awarded a gold key when she reached adulthood and now had a deraisa level marriage gave it in sympathy to two deaf-mute women married to the same man who died and they could not do chalitza, instead of choosing between a katana and a chareshes because she had no idea who was more preferable. Once again, slow motion. The married katana who was awarded a gold key, that must be more in daf kuf yud. The married katana who has awarded a gold key when she reached adulthood and now had a deraisa level marriage, which reminds us, Rav holds that a katana that was married must have relations after she reaches adulthood in order for marriage to be considered a deraisa marriage. The Gemara clarifies Malchus, where a katana did not do mian, became an adult, va'amda v'nises, and she then went and married another man without having received a get from her first husband. And Rav said, ain't it sricha get mishena, she does not need a get from the second husband because the kedushin never took effect. And Shmuel said she does. The case is where the first husband did have relations with her after she became an adult, and that is why Rav says she does not need a get from the second man. The reason Shmuel holds that she does require a get is because he holds Kohaboel does Kedushin HaRishonim HuBoel. Anyone who has relations does so on the basis of the original Kedushin. Since the original Kedushin is only considered a Derabban level marriage, the second marriage takes effect on a Deraisa level and she requires a get from him. So the married katana who was awarded a gold key when she reached adulthood and now had a Deraisa level marriage gave it in sympathy to two deaf-mute women married to the same man who died, and they could not do chalitza, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishia nasu l'shtei yosamos katanos hameis, if one was married to two orphan female minors, and he died, biyasa'o chalitza sasho achas mehem, boteret sarasa, relations or chalitza with one of the wives exempts her sar, v'ken shtei chershos, and similarly if he was married to two female deaf-mutes. The Gemara says that this implies that a chareshes is fit for chalitza, and a Mishnah clearly taught that a chalitza with a chareshes is invalid. Rav Gittel said in the name of Rav Abia, the comparison in the Mishnah was referring to having relations, not chalitza. Rabba said, you can even say it's referring to chalitza, but the Gemara successfully refutes his position. So, the married katana who was awarded a gold key when she reached adulthood and now had a deraisa level marriage gave it in sympathy to two deaf-mute women married to the same man who died, and they could not do chalitza, instead of choosing between a katana and a chareshes because she had no idea who was more preferable. Which reminds us, Rav Adabar Ava and his son-in-law Rav Chana were discussing the Mishnah's case of one married to a katana of a chareshes, where the din is the bia of the yavam with one of them does not exempt her tzara. They said this ruling applies only where the yavam was a bikeach, mentally competent, and we do not know who's more preferable to him. Is the katana more desirable, for one day she will reach kaldea, the category of having das, or is the chareshes more desirable since she's an adult and a bas bia, fit for having relations? But if the husband was a cheresh, certainly the chareshes was more desirable to him because she was a bas bia and also similar to him. Rav Nachman told him that even in this case, the tana is in doubt, and therefore, doing yibum with one of them will not exempt her tzara. So once again, the married katana who was awarded a gold key when she reached adulthood and now had a deraisa level marriage gave it in sympathy to two deaf-mute women married to the same man who died, and they could not do chalitza, instead of choosing between a katana and a chareshes because she had no idea who was more preferable. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.